This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fans.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not.
Wait.
Yeah,
that's true, you do got me.
Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at.
They don't want it!
Tobin and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit her with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy, okay. Leroy and Tobin, hold to the show, man. Stairs on the songs with the show, and till then, it's half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a liar, better mold in. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded him. You know what? What is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side floor. Go take a large, so many more. 10 in the more, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the more, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. Cute as can be, you can watch this on YouTube review for free. This one time for the Twitch. This one time for the text. This one time for the phone line. Whole time, wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Morning, everybody! Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Hello, Leroy.
Top of the morning to you, Tobes.
It's good to see you, buddy, here on a Vice Shirt Friday. So we're streaming live on YouTube and Twitch, which if you guys have never watched this before, you may want to because it looks like we have an expert in studio with the Terry Rozier NBA gambling scandal. Who do we have the pleasure of having here on our, if you guys want to watch, 104.3 WQAM on YouTube, Miami 104.3 WQAM on Twitch, who do we have the pleasure of having here today?
Oh, thank you, Tobin and Leroy. It is, Agent Froggy here, just making sure things are clean around here. You know, we've been getting a lot of complaints, something about chili peppers, so I decided to come over here and make sure I clean things up.
What is that voice that you're doing?
What do you mean the voice that I'm doing is my natural voice?
What is that voice that he's doing?
Why is he talking like he's in an old Western?
Yeah, I don't know what you're doing. It's kind of like the Godfather voice that you do.
No, I grew up in Connecticut. I don't know what you mean by the West. I'm from the North. Don't worry about me.
That mustache has got 2 seconds left to stand. I also understood. I was like,
dude, Harry LeBron.
Why does he have a Yosemite Sam mustache? He already has facial hair under there.
Oh, well, if you're just going to reveal my identity. It is I in the flesh.
Wow.
That's right.
How are you?
Sorry to trick you guys like that.
Good to see you here, buddy. I didn't even know you still had access to the building.
Well, you know, when you become a federal agent, you get access to a lot of different places.
Oh, really? That's how that works?
Oh, you went after that sign-on bonus with ICE?
Yeah. You fell for one of those text messages recruiting you?
Yeah, I needed ICE, and I realized it was for a different application, and long story short, I have a different job now.
Everybody is so happy and stunned to see you here. They're like, whoa!
I'm surprised they recognized that it was me. Also, does anyone have an extra key? Because...
Where did you get handcuffs?
Wait, and why are they kid size? You arresting little felons? Because look how little that is.
Sometimes maybe Tadpole gets a little out of line.
You know, gotta be ready for all occasions.
Bad boys, what you want to do?
About an hour.
Why are those handcuffs so small?
I'm not sure, but they're cutting off circulation on my hand.
No kidding!
I desperately need a key.
Wow.
Oh, you don't have a handcuff? A handcuff?
No, but I figured one of you would be strong enough to get this off.
Okay. Well, we'll figure it out during the break. I mean, I don't know what to tell you. Headlines are brought to you by Doralkia, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doralkia or Doralkia.com. What was your reaction yesterday, Froggy, to all the happenings around the Miami Heat's Terry Rozier?
I tell you what, I think that the only way that I could react to this is with a top five double dip.
It's gonna be
the top five names that Terry Rozier and Chauncey Billups should be using instead of their normal basketball nicknames.
Oh my God.
You double dip the chip.
We're getting right into it.
He's got bits out of the box.
You dip the chip.
Been saving bits.
Took a bite. Like,
bits in reserve.
It's like Ichiro.
It's like Ichiro.
Swinging out of the box. All right, what are the top five names that Terry Rozier and Chauncey Billups should be using instead of their real names?
All right, let's start off with number five. Say hello to Chauncey Baccarat. We know what you're up to, dude. We know what you're up to. Coming in at number four, let's go ahead and try Chauncey Billups the Ante.
That one I like.
Billups the Ante, yeah.
That one I like.
Pretty good. Let's keep it going on the list. Coming in at number three, Cheatsy Billups. Can't trust him. X-ray tables, dude? A little much.
Did you see yesterday that Damian Lillard got very mad at Kevin Love for his jokey jokes on social media? So Kevin Love, obviously, he couldn't resist.
You know, he's sneaky good on social.
Well, he's good. He posted a meme of Terry Rozier and Chauncey Billups as the Coldplay couple that got caught embracing each other. And Damian Lillard posted, he was in the comments. Let me see exactly, because he shamed Kevin Love. He goes, weak ass bleep.
Mm.
So he was very mad. Obviously, that is his coach currently.
Yeah, for sure.
Because Damian Lillard is a Blazer.
Not good. Not good.
I mean, like, that's normally how athletes deal with stuff like that, right? You could say it's too soon or too much or whatever.
He dropped a couple clips.
There's absolutely no malice in that, right? He's just trying to...
Well, he deleted it. Obviously, he thought there was enough malice that he should take it down.
Mm. Well, if he respects Dame. So it has more to do with respecting Dame than, you know, the jokey joke.
Also, it was your teammate last year.
Yeah, for sure.
He's probably not even thinking about Chauncey Billups. He's like, Terry Rozier will find it funny.
Yeah. Hopefully he does.
Coming in at number two.
You heard of Mr. Big Shot? Welcome, Mr. Big Pot. A lot of money being spent over there.
Mr. Big Pot.
And the final one.
Minus one.
No?
Terry Rozier. Because it was a ruse.
Minus one.
Yeah. What about Penitentiary Rozier?
Too much.
That's what I thought.
Too much. I don't have my too much silly sauce button ready, but it will be soon. Sorry.
Oh.
Man, what a time. What a time we're living in right now.
A wild time.
Wild times. Wild times. I'm sitting here, you know, and everybody's got a, you know, this has become the story, obviously, all over sports yesterday. Mm-hmm. Which, by the way, the basketball has been awesome over the last season. More double overtimes, more overtimes.
The first week of the season has been like it's the last week.
This has been incredible.
Where do we go from here?
The cup. Only down, because then everybody will start maintenance programming.
Yeah. We got maintenance week, too.
Yeah. Yeah, everybody's kept the fresh legs.
Isn't the NBA Cup like around the corner?
Who knows?
All right.
Who knows? Another Adam Silver genius idea.
It's true.
More insignificant tournaments. And just covered in scandal. That's what he's done.
Who won it last year? Didn't
I think the Bucks? Did the Bucks win it last year?
Lakers they beat OKC, right?
I don't remember. I don't see who cares.
I hate this cup.
Who cares?
Yeah, it was the.
I feel feel like the Bucks won it. The Lakers won it the first year.
Oh,
I
no,
think the
look,
Bucks won it last year.
You know what? I'm going to say stuff that I don't know, so I'm just going to stay quiet. I think you're right. I think it was the Bucks.
But didn't they beat OKC? Didn't they beat OKC in the...
They might have. I don't remember. I don't care about the in-season tournament.
Yeah, that's fair.
You know, the Heat have not fared well in the in-season tournament.
So I haven't. Whoa.
What?
Let me get this straight. You fraudulent man.
Wow.
We'll see if you land the plane on this one.
Yikes.
So, you don't care about the in-season tournament.
Mm-hmm.
But you'll pay money for Eurobasket.
Why do you think that is? Try and put two and two together there. Who plays in Eurobasket?
Europeans?
No, who?
He's right.
Who?
Yeah, who plays in...
Who plays for who?
Yeah, but the actual Heat play in the cup.
Not really. They haven't even made the Olympics. Did you just call him Vlad?
Yeah.
We look alike.
If you cut it
minus
in half,
one.
If I filleted you and cut you in half and used half of you, right, then you could be black.
No, I just haven't seen the Heat. They haven't gone far in the NBA Cup for me to care.
Yeah, but
about
I'm just
it.
Saying, overall interest, it is still the NBA.
But I'll watch the games that are NBA Cup games. You could tell because they have those ugly ass courts that they use.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
But I haven't. Like, have you cared about? You didn't know who won either.
I did.
Kind of. Are we sure the Thunder played?
I think the Thunder was in the finals.
I have NBA Cup winners, Milwaukee Bucks. Did they win it 2 years in a row? That's what it's listed here. And then
it's only been around for 2 years, I think.
Yeah, but I thought the Lakers won it the first year.
I think the Lakers did win it the first year. Maybe they beat the Bucks. They might have beaten the Bucks the first year.
I hate this cup thing.
Yeah, it's just like it's dumb. The only reason the cup is around is because the Miami Heat made the finals. They're trying to like, we got to make this regular season matter. Jimmy Butler took a flamethrower to the regular season. He goes, this thing doesn't matter. I made the finals twice, and I basically coasted through regular seasons. So like, we better make this thing matter.
Okay, now I see the Bucks defeated Oklahoma City Thunder last year. In the first year, the Lakers defeated the Pacers.
Cool. Thank you. Yeah. I was right.
How much did you watch?
Huh?
Did you watch it?
Yeah.
I don't think you did.
I watched as much as you did of Euro basketball.
No, because I watched a ton of Euro basketball.
Which is, again, my point.
It's not really a point that makes sense, though. Like, I'm watching players who play for the Heat in Euro basketball.
But you didn't watch the Heat.
But I'm watching their players.
All right.
That Fontecchio, though.
Fontecchio was pretty good.
He was pretty good.
He was pretty good.
You know what I realized? The Heat have gotten... gotten a lot longer sneakily, right? Like,
not long enough.
Except for Davion and Drew Smith's not that tall.
Or good.
All right, calm down.
Just saying.
Dude, I'm going to tell you like
Take
this.
Take it easy.
Not for nothing. The Miami Heat love them some Drew Smith.
I don't understand.
It must be something about how he plays. His ability to play point guard, but they love what he does on the basketball court. I'm sorry you feel that way about Drew Smith, but there's people that, above all our pay grade, that really like Drew Smith and got excited when dude was back.
Yeah, well, I'll be checking his Hard Rock app, too.
What?
Yeah. Agent Froggy doesn't play.
I don't understand what that means. So you're going to try and encapsulate Drew Smith in scandal?
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
Carson Wentz.
What? Yeah.
Oof. You went all Carson Wentz on the situation.
Well, I mean, he got his ass kicked yesterday, too.
Not good.
Not a good game. Our run of Thursday night games has come to an end midseason.
And it seems like it was two teams that, you know.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Not like scrubs.
Yeah. I mean, the Vikings don't have their quarterback, or I guess they never have their quarterback.
They never have their quarterback.
But
what does that feel like? We know.
Yeah. Sucks. I don't think they have Van Ginkle either.
Like he's hurt.
Yeah.
I did see Brian Flores yesterday, and I was like, I'm sorry.
What happens when you don't have Andrew Bang?
Oh, Aaron Rodgers pulled the Tobin.
What do you do?
Not a revenge game.
We played that yesterday.
Nah, I know. I heard that.
Still.
You know what happens when you don't have Andrew Van Ginkle?
What's that?
Yeah, Andrew Van Stinkle.
Hey.
I'll see myself out.
It's good. It's good. Thank you. Appreciate it. You think that's a point? You think that's a point? I don't think that's a point.
Point for Tobin!
Congratulations to...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Frog Boy in the building today. It's a Frog Boy Friday. It's a football Friday.
Yeah.
We got Dolphins and Falcons coming at you on Sunday. And that'll be, we'll get your coverage going at 9 a.m. Myself, Solana, we'll have Chris Perkins stop by, and of course Omar Kelly. And get you ready for the Dolphins. Just an incredible matchup. Week 8. Love it. No Julian Hill. He's on the injury report right now. He hasn't practiced the last couple of days.
Yeah, Tanner Connor breakout game.
Could be. At least I'll save my $10. I know one guy who's not cheating the system.
Oh, look at that.
Julian Hill.
That's true. That is true.
And then, of course, we have Canes and Stanford this weekend. The Panthers lost last night, by the way. Tough night for my boy Bob. He gave up a heap of goals and not many shots yesterday. Panthers kept trying to make that comeback. Marchand had a really nice game. He continues to kind of carry the Cats through
sure.
all this. But
should I be worried or not yet?
They're feeling it out right now. I mean, like, look, I'm going to be insincere if I come on here and I tell you that I'm worried about the Florida Panthers, but it's definitely not the team from the playoffs right now. Like, they look like a team that is filling out new roles, feeling themselves out. They look like a team that doesn't have two of their best players, and you know, that's tough. But yeah, like, Bob's had a lot of good games that he's kept them in, then last night, well, he had a bit of a stinker. So, you know, they just all haven't gotten on that same page yet. You know, the defense is not, you know, playing right. The offense kind of got going late, and, you know, they just never were able to, the Penguins' firepower. And Penguins have been off to a good start this season. So,
in fact, I think you can blame the Panthers for changing the approach that everybody else has, right? Because, I mean, they were talking about, I heard on the broadcast, how last year Pittsburgh was the worst when it comes up giving up rushes and odd man rushes and stuff like that. And so everybody's kind of hunkering down on the defensive end.
Mm-hmm.
The Panthers' problem is that you have had a whole bunch of offensive guys who were playing defense in years past. When you look at all the top scorers, they also played excellent defense. And now you kind of lost one side of that, whereas you still have the defense at times, but the offense, you lose two or three guys.
Mm-hmm.
Besides Marchand, who, I still can't believe how fast that dude is on the ice.
Yeah, the old guys last night, him and Crosby yesterday, both with a pair of goals.
Yep.
In the defeat, they're back at it tomorrow. They take on the Vegas Golden Knights at 6 o'clock. And then Heat back in action tonight against the Memphis Grizzlies at 8 o'clock. Coverage begins tonight at 6:45 with preheat. No Yakachonas, no Tyler Hero. Ja Morant, questionable in this game with an ankle injury. Memphis is a 3.5-point favorite, so, you know, we gotta pay attention to these injury reports these days. And then I think the Heat have shoot around today around 10:45. I'm curious to see. I'm sure Eric Spoelstra's not going to say anything about this whole Terry Rozier thing.
Why would they ask?
Oh, people are going to ask. I think you got to. Well, here's what I would say. You got to at least ask, like, hey, is the team okay? Like, their teammate just got arrested in the middle of the night on the road. Like, that's definitely a relevant thing to ask them. I think that's probably where you come at it from. You know, he's not going to say anything on the investigation, obviously.
I don't think anybody knows.
I don't know.
I mean, think about it. As far as the NBA and everybody else, they thought it was done.
I think the thing that is unfortunate here for the Heat in all of this, right? And you saw Terry Rozier. Terry Rozier was released yesterday from jail. He had to put up his $6 million house as collateral. Reports were he was wearing a Hornets jersey. I'm not even joking about this. It read like The Onion. He was wearing a Hornets jersey in court.
What? Davion Mitchell? Was he wearing his own jersey?
We didn't have a Jordan hoodie anywhere. Like, he had to wear the Hornets hoodie, I guess, when he got woken up. That's what he was sleeping in? Mm-hmm. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I think right now the Heat fan is a little bit upset with this situation because we're trying to find out here, how the hell did the NBA, like, let this slide with all of this? Because they investigated and they claimed that and they cleared him. They even said, oh, Terry Rozier gave up his phone, but they said there was nothing they could find. But the thing that's odd about all of this is this got flagged the day that it happened, 2023.
Mm-hmm.
And these casinos didn't want to pay out all of the strange bets on this.
Right.
And the thing that got kicked up yesterday, Brian Windhorst went on the Rich Eisen show, and he made it sound like the NBA had Terry Rozier shelved for the rest of the season, which I was like, wait a minute, dude. So you guys knew that something didn't smell right here, at least enough when this was all getting cleared up. Because mind you, I don't think they got paid some of these bets until like a week later. That something didn't smell right. To the point where you may have said, just keep it on. And the Hornets were out of it. They were tanking for Wemby anyway. You know, so it really was. I think the whole point of this is, like, people thought, oh, no one's going to find out because who cares about these Hornets games? We're losing on purpose, right? Like, if we're to believe the allegations of what happened, which the feds say that's what they think happened. And I think the people are upset right now because if that's the case, the NBA said, oh, we cleared him, but it also kind of feels like, hey, did you guys try and sweep this under the rug? Because we've obviously seen all of the scrutiny that has come out in the last 24 hours about, hey, is there too much gambling in sports? The NBA has already had a gambling scandal, a very famous one with one of the referees in its past. There's a ton of gambling money that has boosted salaries in a big, big way. And you know, wouldn't it have been great for optics if a rando Hornets game was the cause of, oh, maybe we shouldn't be allowed to gamble on all of these games. And so, yeah, I am curious to see what the Heat's recourse is for all this. I don't think there's much. Like, you know, I'm sitting here and people are saying, hey, give us our pick back. I don't think that's going to happen, guys. Like, I don't think it is, Froggy. I don't know what to tell you. Like, the Heat made a bad trade. They traded for a player who stinks.
He
fell off tremendously, especially when all this stuff came to light. I don't know how the NBA is going to be able to come in here if they cleared and they're going to be like, are the Heat going to pull their own investigation? Like, how does one get their pick back in all of this? Like, I don't know. That's the thing is one, the Heat are, I think I just read from Barry Jackson that said that the payments start going for Terry Rozier in November. He gets $24 like million dollar payments for his year for his salary. I mean, I guess they need a decision by then. It's like, hey, are we paying this guy this year? What are we doing here?
The problem is understand that there's a lot of rules as to how you can suspend or fine because of the collective bargaining. And so while we're thinking what this league should do and how they should go about it, there's rules that govern how they can do certain things.
Yes, but the NBA can rule a player ineligible whenever they want.
Sure, sure. They can do that, but then it becomes, okay, is he still getting paid? And so I think doing it this way, they can clarify all those things and kind of take the necessary course so that nobody will contest it.
Yeah, I don't think that the Heat are going to get their pick back. And it's very strange that I have a lot of Hornets fans in my mentions because I was tweeting out yesterday, like, my way that I think you can make it right if this is the case that they knew and they swept something under the rug. Because, you know, the people get picks taken from them for tampering all the time. You know, people get trade exceptions in trades for injuries and things like that. What I said was, the big hang-up here for the Miami Heat that sucks is not just that they lost a first-round pick, but it messes up your flexibility in making trades because you're not allowed to put as many picks in a trade. So, like, let's just say, theoretically, Ja Morant wanted to be on the Miami Heat.
Right.
And you wanted to trade a certain amount of picks. Well, you can't because now you have this conditional pick that's locked out to the Hornets.
So you have to skip a year.
Right.
And
you don't even know which year yet because 1 year is lottery protected and then becomes unprotected. That's just what happened with the OKC deal. So my suggestion was to it, like, you're probably not getting your pick back. All right.
But
what I would say is, let me just finish, is could the Heat be given some kind of condition to be allowed to trade whatever picks they wanted to?
Right,
like a pick exception. People have also, I saw Iris suggested, could they get a compensatory pick? Could they get another first round pick that year, just at the end of the draft, just so they can unlock trades?
Right,
like that, because that to me is the big hang up in all this. It's not the money, because the money is going to get you end of roster guys this year. That damage is done. I'm not going to be here like, be like, oh, give us our pick back to the Hornets. All right, but the big hang up is, like, if the Heat really wanted to make a home run trade, you're locked up on something that was kind of sketchy at best. Could there be something in that regard to make it right? And this, at least you have time to decide, because that pick's not owed. The first time it could be owed is 2027. So at least we have time to figure this out. And I would like to see if this is true, and I don't know that it is, but I would like to see if the Miami Heat could get something in that regard, at least to open up their ability to make more trades and get more assets unlocked to them to make this deal. It may be too bad, too sad, but I'm curious to see if that's what they can do.
If I'm the Heat, here's how I look at this. I would say to the NBA, you need to do something to kind of make us whole, because if you said you don't want him to play,
right,
at the end of, then you knew.
Absolutely.
And you allowed the trade to happen.
100%.
So not only did you allow this trade to happen, but then you penalize us and we still lose. So you got to do something. And I wouldn't even worry about Charlotte as much as the NBA, who cleared him and made everything seem like it was okay.
And has done it basically what seems like multiple times.
They seem like they covered it up more than Charlotte.
Right.
Right. So that's the angle I would take. Because if I'm Charlotte and the league lets it happen, I'm not going to say, no, you know, I'm going to go ahead and do it.
MacMan says he shouldn't be rewarded for being dumb enough to get Rozier. They should just get the money cleared.
Yeah, but at the time, it didn't seem like it was dumb.
Agreed. I think the thing is, would you ever trade for somebody that if a scandal was of this regard and it was hidden in the means, like it's almost like hiding an injury from somebody.
Right.
You know? So I don't know. You might be right. The Heat may just be in a screwed situation.
I don't think they're in a screwed situation because I can always go to the league and say, you allowed this to happen, make it, fix it. Because if they were already investigating him way before we traded for him, and you knew this stuff was there or was a possibility, why would you allow this trade to happen and us to lose a pick knowing that this was still a possibility?
What do you want, Frog Boy?
Blood!
Wow.
Vengeance! Look, this Adam Silver has Tony Cannoli in his pocket here, sharing money in a speakeasy somewhere. These guys are dirty, dude. They're doing dirty deals all the time. They saw what happened. If I go to a car dealership, right, and I purchase a car, and the dealership says, no, it's a totally fine car, I promise. And we go to check that car, and they're like, no, don't worry about it. But they knew the whole time that there was an issue with that car. There's a such thing as a lemon law. And I think, at the very least, the Miami Heat are owed money, a pick, maybe like just steal a player off another roster for all I care. Who really needs the Hornets team anyway? I need something. I need blood. Lemon Law. You hear me, Adam Silver? Lemon Law. Is gabagoo a bad word?
I think it's, isn't that food?
You gabagoo?
Take a break. Back after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going themes like this all day.
You know the vibes.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. guys can get in on the chat. 104.3 WQAM. Crazy, man.
Sucks they can't even blame it on their interpreter.
That's a point. Hey, you made up
hey,
for it.
Hey,
you made up for
hey,
it, Liam
hey,
Rascal.
Look
you
that.
Do need a fall guy, typically.
For sure.
I do find, well, I do find this, the thing that is crazy about this, like reading all the things that are going in here. And like, I think the thing that is most notable about this is like, look, people are going to say with all this money that's around, how do you get involved in this? And it's like, it's not that you get involved with it. You probably could do it right, but there's going to be some guy who feels screwed in some type of way that'll squeal, that'll rat, that'll get into a tough situation. And that seems to be the case. Like, these guys are just getting involved and giving information. Like, for example, in the Terry Rozier case, his friend, the one that he allegedly ended up counting the money with at the end,
yeah,
he apparently got paid $100,000 to even tip off that this was going down. And that was the same thing that happened with Damon Jones, allegedly, in these mm-hmm. indictments, is that Damon Jones was giving these nefarious mafiosos the tip, the gamblers, that, LeBron won't play tonight. And one time he was right and he got paid money. And then the one time he was wrong, the mafia wanted to come back. They're like, hey,
yeah.
What happened to LeBron not paying? So you cross them up. Then all of a sudden, oh, guess what? Hey, I got some information for you. You know, Johnny Thumbs wants to let you know this assistant coach knows that he's giving tips on who's playing and who's not playing.
You know who the snitch is?
Hmm?
Gilbert Arenas.
Yeah, I saw some of that he was because he had poker games or something like that, right?
Yeah, he had poker games.
But he joked that he was going to snitch. He wasn't. I don't think that he really is a snitch.
I think he totally did.
Do you think that he rolled over?
Look, there's some clips that are coming out about him and Damon Jones being friends, poker night.
Damon Jones, that's the one thing, is they've said that. But like, this is where people, I don't think, can wrap their mind around it, right? Because you have Chauncey Billups, Terry Rozier making tons of money around all this stuff, and you're like, how could he do that? But like, Damon Jones made a lot of money and apparently got into a lot of gambling debt, according to these reports, like that he had an issue and he lost a fortune. And so you're looking for ways to make money. You get in with the wrong people. You think, what's the harm? I'm going to tell you whether LeBron's playing or not.
Yeah, I mean, who's to say, you know, a janitor who's like cleaning, like, oh, LeBron's, like, you know, is that illegal as well or something like that?
And the thing that's interesting about the Damon Jones thing, people seem to think that's the most scandalous. I kept hearing this around the NBA. It's like the NBA has to do something about injury reports, and that is the most interesting part of all this. And I could not disagree more. First of all, Vegas knows.
Yeah.
How do they know?
Vegas
all
knows,
the time.
Like, that to me is not a big deal in all this. Like, the only thing that is affecting the NBA is, like, can you legitimately get to people who are fixing games and unders? You probably have to figure out a way about gambling on unders and guys.
That's
being
why
able to
you
manipulate.
Can't down here. You can't even do it. And who you can't bet on?
You can't
college.
Play a prop in college.
Right.
You can't play a prop in college. So there's got to be some way to limit that. This whole knowing who's going to play, who's not going to play. Do they have to be even more? I mean, how much do they do 3 updates a day on the injuries? Like, how much more information do you want these guys to give you? Questionable, likable, probable, going to warm up with the intent to play. They try. Someone's going to know something. Guess what? Vegas knows all the time, too. If one guy happens to get, you know, a little bit of it, that to me is not, that's really not that big of a deal. But if you had a coach who maybe was giving the leak on, hey, I'm definitely tanking this game, or I'm manipulating an outcome or something, that's obviously a huge deal. If Terry Rozier's out there and he's telling people, I'll go out there a little bit, we'll make, allegedly, if we go out there a bit, I'm not going to be out there for more than 10 minutes, bet all the unders, that's obviously a huge deal. And, you know, I don't know, man. It's one of these things where the thing that I am left with the Rozier thing, because he was so bad down here, is like,
if yeah, you got questions.
Of course, because right. Like, if it's true that Terry,
you can't suck.
If Terry Rozier got away with it with the Hornets in 2023, and his friend was involved in this, his reportedly his childhood friend was the guy, the link that set it all up. Well, who's to say that he didn't do it with the Heat? Like, just because they don't have proof doesn't mean he didn't. So, yeah, you'll excuse me if I don't have a little bit of skepticism, because how can a guy, you know, looter and a riot accusations aside, how does a guy go from that bad to the worst player in the NBA?
The worst.
Right.
Like, and like statistically the worst.
The games are, some of the performances he had are laughably bad. And right. So if this guy was involved with bets on unders, we're just to assume it was a one and done? Or am I to assume that, hey, it happened once?
This is when we
I had a neck injury that showed up out of nowhere. Like, I'm sorry that, like, all that stuff doesn't come to my mind with all of this. That this guy, there's no shot this guy wasn't doing this when he was on the Miami Heat.
This is when you start talking about the integrity of it. Like, if you have to have these conversations of is he or isn't he every night based on his play, that's when the integrity aspect of it comes into play.
Right.
Because now, like, it's hard. Like, what do you do? This is a tough one for me because, you know, this, I said it would never happen. And the thing that I hate about all of this, the crimes that these guys are accused of are bad enough. But when you combine them, you make it seem like they were all together. You know what I mean? So now Chauncey Billups is getting lumped in with the portion of the given information about players.
Yes.
And Terry Rozier is getting caught up in the poker thing. Because I think that if you would have separated them, right? Now, I think the reason why they weren't separate is because it was the same people.
No, it's the same network. But look, you're right in that, like, if you're talking about the numbers.
So we thinking Chauncey Billups was giving information, and that's not what he's getting charged with.
Well, the thing with the Billups thing is we don't know how many. Like, there are accusations out there that he may have known about this multiple times, that these games weren't on the up and up. But that really has nothing to do with the NBA. That's
right, and that's my point. The way they brought all this up, everybody's getting lumped together, and it's starting to get confusing about who was involved in what.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the part that I'm like, yeah, man. When it's something this serious, okay, and these are all very serious charges. To bring them all up and mention them all together and kind of lump everybody together, that's rough because now everybody thinks Chauncey Billups is giving information. Now, the right. other thing is we don't know if they call somebody, what do they call them, face card?
Mm-hmm.
So that's the guys they use to get people to come in and play?
Right, lure the suckers.
Right. Are they a part of the cheating? Or that's just one aspect of it.
The people who are lured in?
The people who are doing the luring in. I saw something on Threads
mm-hmm.
where there was a poker player who was in
Threads?
It just pops up.
That's an upset.
I got to be honest with you.
That may be the most shocking news in the past 2 days.
I just wasn't expecting it. Sorry.
Crazy.
Well, when I'm in the bathroom taking care of business, something pops up and then I just scroll.
No judgment, just a surprise.
There was a poker player who was invited to one of these games.
Right.
And he was like, he knew right away.
Yeah, I watched that clip too. I saw that too.
So I don't know. And again, when you talk about all these things and you talk about the charges or whatever, right, they make it sound like Chauncey was an active participant as far yeah. as he may have been the only.
He knew that he was luring suckers.
Well, right. He knew the
what the idea of this
he
is.
He knew what the whole racket was,
mm-hmm.
right? And I'm looking at it as they may have paid him some money just to.
But that seems to see that's the thing with the Chauncey thing that seems crazy to me. It's like, man, Chauncey Billups does that for 50. Like they said, it was $50,000. I'm like, there's just
No
it,
way.
It makes no, there's like, just, it's crazy.
There's no way that he could only do it for that. But that's the thing is, you can only get so many things of proof, right? And that's the thing that really bothers me with the Terry thing is like, okay, so I'm just to believe Terry, because Damon Jones did it multiple times, right? Like, that's what they're alleging.
Right.
I'm to believe that Terry Rozier's friend, who was the link up of this information, who got 100K that one time, and then they got away with it, that when he got to Miami, that never happened?
That's the.
I don't know, dude. That's a little. But, like, that's a bit of an assumption for me to make that if this guy is truly his childhood friend and they got away with it once, and I'm just supposed to be here being like.
You know that Herm Graham went quick because he said we could do it again.
Right. So. And then we could do it, and we'll do it like less conspicuously or whatever. I don't know.
Doesn't matter because he was under every game.
Yeah.
So now what?
So I'm just sitting here being like, you'll excuse me. Like, I know everybody doesn't give a rat's ass around the nation about how bad Terry Rozier was for the Miami Heat.
We do.
But we have sat here and watched this for two seasons on this guy. First of all, he also had a very strange season-ending injury when he was at the Heat. And then...
Now, is that the time where they said the league came in and...
No, that was with the Heat. The one with the league was when he was at the Hornets.
Right. So, again, after all of that, and then the league clears him, it's almost like they cleared him to approve the trade. Now, here's the problem with Miami fans, right? I know you want to lemon law him, and I kind of think that the league has something to do. I think something should be done.
Right.
Okay. We were all celebrating when you got rid of Kyle Lowry, and you didn't care what you were getting rid of Kyle Lowry for.
Let's not go back. Even if you got at the peak of his powers, Terry Rozier, giving up a first round pick for him was ridiculous. Hey.
Well,
go ahead.
To the window.
Window.
The camera over there. Point this camera over here.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that tree looks like a person.
Hey!
Okay.
Just so we're clear! All right. Fixed games! Gambling aside! Not off the hook for trading a first-round pick for Terry Rozier! That was still really... really stupid, and is the worst trade in franchise history. Mm. And that has only been made worse. So I just want to be clear.
Get that off my junk.
I just want to be clear. You ain't off the hook for that one. It's on the resume forever.
But, so I know we sound like whiny little babies. I get it.
No, I'm not. I mean, there's here's the problem when you're dealing with an integrity issue.
Mm-hmm.
The integrity is not how many times it happened. The integrity portion of it is now you think you don't know when.
Right.
And you have questions. And that's the part of it that, you know, that is the problem.
Of course.
I personally think... the league is going to do something. It's 2028, so you can easily just reverse it. But here's the problem. If I'm Charlotte, I'm saying, well, wait a minute. If you're going to clear that off their books, then I want mine cleared off too.
Right. I get you. No, I'm not saying – look, I know that Charlotte's not going to give up the pick back. And there's part of me that's kind of like – you guys made a stupid decision. Like, yeah, I get it. Like,
you shouldn't be rewarded.
But I do think that is there something, because the Heat aren't going to get any relief from this, but there is something that just smells wrong about it. Are they just going to be left holding the bag? Probably most likely. That's probably what's going to happen. But if I was them, I'm taking every avenue to try and get something.
Mm-hmm.
I'm leaving with something.
Mm-hmm.
Take a break. Back after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before, T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.